A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have myself here, Scott Mitchell, and of course Jason Buck. He's on telephone via quarantine because he went to Florida. And Madison does not want to get the coronavirus. And Madison, by the way, is our producer. So
Madison, I'm healthy as a horse. Come on.
Yeah. We'll start calling you Wilbur. Hello, Wilbur.
I grew up on raw hamburger and raw eggs, man. Goat's milk.
I know. All that you are amazing. amazing. All right. So here's something interesting. There was a lot of discussion this offseason. One of the better known topics across the NFL and, of course, locally in the state of Utah was this idea of Taysom Hill. Is he a guy that can lead a team like a Lamar Jackson or a Deshaun Watson? Is he a guy that's that dual threat quarterback that everybody's in love with right now in the NFL? And recently he's come out and said, I believe I'm a franchise quarterback. And look, if the Saints aren't going to take care of me, I'll go somewhere else where I'm loved and appreciated. And then the Saints come out and they say, we're going to tender you a first round offer. So in other words, they have to pay Taysom Hill a significant amount of money in order to keep him in with the Saints because they've tendered him that offer. Unless a team goes, okay, well, we really think Taysom Hill's worth a first-round draft pick. We think he is that franchise guy. We'll pay you a first-round draft choice, and we'll get Taysom Hill. Regardless, people are kind of having some respect for Taysom Hill, at least the New Orleans Saints. So, Jason, Is Taysom Hill that kind of player? Is he a franchise quarterback?
I still haven't bought into that. I'm a huge Taysom Hill fan. And I think he owes his career and what's happening to him to Sean Payton, you know, his coach and that staff that identified how to use such a fantastic athlete. I mean, they call him the Swiss Army knife. And I think that's his best role. I think he's got a world-class coach identify how to use him and use him right. And he's doing it. And he's a leader, and he's competitive, and he believes in himself, and he believes he's a franchise quarterback, which is what you want that type of guy to believe. I don't think he's quite as a Drew Brees yet. I think they're using him the right way, and I think he's a freaking stud, and it's a blast to watch him play and watch him do all these different things, right? It's just outrun everybody on the field and those breakaways and be an H-back and a fullback, then a wildcat quarterback, then a wide receiver, then block a punt. He's an amazing athlete. But, man, he has coaches that know how to use him, and they're using him right and playing him right. I think that's his best use. You isolate him and make
try to make him. So you're saying that Taysom Hill is not a franchise quarterback then? That you're getting the highest and best use out of Taysom Hill? Yeah, you know,
I think you're getting it out of him right now. He's not Peyton Manning.
I think it's interesting where they for him, because I agree with you. He made a bold move, and that was, I'm an athlete. I can make plays on the field. I don't know that there is a player in the NFL that has more potential of momentum changing ability than Taysom Hill when he's in a game.
Right.
When he's in a game,
I agree with that.
Things change. And, you know, whether it's a fake punt, whether it's making a play on special teams, whether it's catching a pass, a touchdown pass, throwing one, and he certainly fits the Swiss Army knife moniker, but he's a guy that, and it changes momentum. When you get a first down off a fake punt, that's a huge momentum changer. When he comes in and he creates this big play, or he gets a big third down or a big fourth down, major momentum shifters or maintaining momentum. And I don't know that there's an NFL player right now that has the ability as much as he does. And all that does.
And the opposing team has to prepare for him in every situation. They have to be aware of where he is on the punt team, on the punt block team, you know, on any special teams. What are they going to do with him? How are they going to use him? You know, is there a specialty play to him? I mean, he's messing with everybody's heads every time he comes on the field.
So when you have a guy that's a momentum player like Taysom
Hill, yeah.
He's valuable. That's valuable. That's what people appreciate in the NFL for your reasons too. I mean, they have to spend time dealing with Taysom Hill, and by spending time dealing with him, it's less time that they can spend on the other parts of, you know, how do we defend against Drew Brees, and it's, because it's only so much time in a week to prepare. So it's a huge benefit. Here's the thing. Like, if there's ever an opportunity for him to find out if he's going to be a franchise guy, I think his best shot is to stay in New Orleans. I don't know.
100% agree.
I don't know.
100% agree.
I don't know that you could be there. I don't know that you could go somewhere else and they'd have the same kind of patience. But he's familiar with the system there. He's watched one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Drew Brees.
Yes.
That accounts for someone. He has a coach that understands him and knows how to get whatever out of him. But what he doesn't have is he doesn't have a lot of experience throwing footballs in the NFL in pressure situations. Sure, he throws a pass here and there, but most of them are like, you're not reading the defense. It's just like, it's if it's this guy, throw it. If not, you run it. I mean, it's
– Right, they're gimmick plays, right, that they set him up for.
So it's not a something you're going to every day go, okay, I'm reading what's happening here and I'm making an adjustment and a throw. And then just reading it is one thing, but actually accurately throwing the football, and I think that's been a knock on him, is that he's not a consistently accurate thrower. And that will come back to bite you eventually, because teams will go, all right, Taysom, you're here every day. You're lining up as the guy every day. Our job is to stop you now. Like, you were a novelty in the past, but you know, we lose our job if we don't stop you. So they're going to bring it with him. And after some time, it's going to get old to run, because he's going to get hit a lot, and he's going to
get your head ripped off.
This is different than when I was on special teams, and that, you know. And these guys are trained assassins, and they hit really hard.
They hit.
And that abuse you take is just, it's going to wear on your body more like
it adds up, a
running back. And it makes it harder.
Right, like a running back. It's like Earl Campbell wore out, right? Probably the greatest of all time. One of the greatest of all time,
and they wear out. It's hard, Jason, when you get beat up in a football game as a quarterback and actually throw the football. Like, it's hard when you have to throw in pain.
Yeah,
that may sound funny to you, but you know
I agree.
It can affect things. It can affect your timing. It can affect a lot of things.
And the value of having a coach believe in you is unbelievable. To have the right situation and have a coach that identifies your abilities and knows how to play you correctly is so priceless. And I tell players all the time, young guys in the league, when I was there and after my career, I tell him, look, if you have a coach that loves you, you don't leave him. Don't leave him. Because you never know what you get when you go to that other team. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. And you could be Chris Carter at the Philadelphia Eagles and get cut. And, you know, and you're praying to get to the Vikings with the right situation, which he did, and end up being a Hall of Fame guy purely on a team move. Right?
I understand that completely.
stay where they love you, Taysom Hill, where they use you. Stay with Sean Payton. Go wherever Sean Payton goes.
Yep.
Here's my advice to you.
All right, well, really the only way Taysom Hill has a shot at being a franchise guy is if he stays there.
I agree.
This round of Rivals is over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell, powered by KSLSports.com. Twitter at the Rivals show and podcast. Facebook at the Rivals podcast. Show and podcast. Twitter.
You got it.
Yes. And until then, please like.